This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Barracoon, The Story of the Last Slave by Zora Neale Hurston. Read by Deborah G. Plant and Robin Miles.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction by Deborah G. Plant. On December 14th, 1927, Zora Neale Hurston took the 3:40 p.m. train from Penn Station, New York, to Mobile to conduct a series of interviews with the last surviving African of the last American slaver, the Clotilda. His name was Kozola, but he was called Cudjoe Lewis. He was held as a slave for 5.5 years in Plateau Magazine Point, Alabama, from 1860 until Union soldiers told him he was free. Kozola lived out the rest of his life in Africatown, Plateau. Hurston's trip south was a continuation of the field trip expedition she had initiated the previous year. Oluwale Kozola had survived capture at the hands of Dahomian warriors, the Barracoons at Whydah, and the Middle Passage. He had been enslaved, he had lived through the Civil War, and the largely unreconstructed South, and he had endured the rule of Jim Crow.